Good evening, everyone. This is Allie Brown, and we are just a few minutes before we get our call started tonight that is called Shine, the New Entrepreneurial Model That's Changing the World. And I know we have people calling in from all over the world tonight, especially a lot of you Australians. You gals are nuts. You're all over on Twitter and Facebook, and many of you have already bought tickets to the event. And we have people from the UK as well and all over. And just thank you for being here tonight. This is going to be an extraordinary call and like nothing I have ever done before. And I promise this will be the best 75 to 90 minutes you have spent on the phone, maybe in your entire life. And I say that confidently. This is going to be a phenomenal time we spend together. So please get comfortable, get a cup of tea or some water, make sure you're in a comfortable place, you know, make sure the TV, radio is off, kids are away, lock up the cat, put away the dog, get comfy on the couch, and really just be present, because I'm going to be talking about your business, your life, but even more importantly, the big picture on what's happening in the world right now and why it's happening and how we are evolving with it, like it or not. And those of us who evolve with it are the ones who are going to prosper. And not only for ourselves, making more money, having a wonderful lifestyle and a beautiful life, but being the ones who leave the biggest legacies when we are gone. This is such a powerful, content-rich call and very different from anything I've done before. So you definitely want to have a notebook out. I know people are going to be flipping out when this is over and asking, you know, can we get a transcript or anything like that. We will not be giving a transcript. Please take notes now. And if you like what I share tonight, you are going to be blown away by what you are going to gain at my event called Shine, Shine Discover Your True Wealth, which is in Las Vegas, Nevada, November 5th, 6th, and 7th. So I'm just going to go ahead and get started because I know that we started the recording already. And I just want to note that today is July 29th, 2009, and this is the call Shine, the new entrepreneurial model that's changing the world. And this call is a preview to my live event. It's a brand new event. It's called Shine, Discover Your True Wealth. 3 days, 1,000 entrepreneurs. One phenomenal experience. It's going to be November 5th, 6th, and 7th in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. I can't say Las Vegas without saying fabulous. You know that famous sign that when you're driving into Vegas. Shine will be the first and only seminar of its kind, combining the power of self-discovery and purpose with concrete business-building strategies. And if you are on the call right now just to get the ticket information, just to get the pricing information, I know many of you are. We've already sold hundreds of tickets. I know this would probably blow you away because we haven't even had a real website yet. The site is up. It just went live about 10 minutes ago. You can get all the information at shineevent.com. But I beg you to just stay with me on this call because there's a lot I'm going to be sharing on this call that is not on the site. And some things that I think will fascinate you about what's going on in the world right now, business trends, personal trends, things that are especially happening for women, ways that we can work differently to attract more opportunity, to make more income, and also to make a difference, a big difference in the world right now. Big deadline you need to know about, though, is we are still in early bird registrations. So the good news is you can save a bundle. I generously reward people who buy their seats early. Why? Because then it's a lot less work for us later. We like to fill the room early. So we have a $500 discount for the early bird if you'd like to take advantage, and all the information is at shineevent.com. I'll tell you more about that later, though, so please just get comfy with me right now. What we're going to cover on this call tonight is, first of all, my journey to the moment, to this moment tonight of announcing this event. This is a big milestone in my career, and it is a huge milestone in my life, and this may be a moment that will actually go down in history. When I created Shine and I realized what I wanted this to be and this movement that I have been starting, but not quite able to articulate exactly what it was. This is my moment of breaking out and really talking about what this is and what it's going to mean to all of you on the call, what it'll mean to the people who've been following me for many years, what it'll mean to those of you who are brand new tonight. Maybe you saw an announcement about this on Twitter or on Facebook, and you're like, who is this chick, and what is Shine, and I don't know, but everyone's talking about it. I got to be on this call. I'm going to explain all this and, why I'm doing this. I'm going to talk about five critical trends and events that are going on right now that you need to be aware of in the world, and I've never talked about these before. These are actually, historical events happening in time right now, and there's no coincidence they're all happening together. And you need to be aware of these for the sake of your business and your life. And ladies, for those of you on the call, I have a lot of good news for you. Now, I will share with you, I know we have a lot of guys on the call tonight, too, and I attract both at my events. I attract both in my coaching programs, but of course the women, a lot of women do follow me because there are so few role models out there still, unfortunately. We're changing that. But ladies, I have some great news for those of you on this call about how things will be shifting for us and our work styles being a lot more valued and how we can apply this to our daily lives and our businesses. There's actual scientific research now that's talking about how that the way our brains work is now going to be more valued in the business world, and we will have actually the easier time now in either in jobs or in businesses. So even those of you who are still in jobs on this call, you will get a lot out of the content I'm going to share with you. I'm going to, of course, talk about the Shine event, why it's different from anything I've done before. I'm going to walk you through the complete agenda for the event. I'll tell you who it's for and how you can tell if it's right for you. And again, if you want to take a sneak preview, you can go to shineevent.com. Okay, don't click on the video because then the music starts playing and then you'll start dancing and you won't listen to me. Because it's our theme song is called Proud, and it's by Heather Small. And it's just an amazing song, and we actually licensed it for use for the event, and it says a lot. Let me start talking about a little bit about me. I know many of you know my story inside and out, but we have a lot of new people on the call, and I want to tell a little bit about my story in the context of the call tonight. About 10 years ago is when I was working in my last job, and I had hopped from job to job looking for the job that would fit me, and then trying to fit into different jobs and being so miserable, thinking that there was something wrong with me, that I wasn't happy working 9 to 5 and sitting in a cubicle and just doing my job. I was always creative and antsy and kind of restless, and I was always looking for new things and easily distracted. And my bosses would just be like, okay, Blondie, just sit in your cube, and behave and do your job. And I'm like, but I want to make changes and be creative and let me have some fun. And it just didn't fit. So finally, my last job was at this tiny ad agency in New York. And the one thing I liked about that job was it was at a small company. And so there was like eight people in this office, and half of them were out all the time. So I was running around and eventually kind of assumed a lot of the roles and responsibilities, and I felt like at some times I was running the business. So one day I just thought, well, this is ridiculous. I'm getting paid peanuts. I'm practically running this company. I think I'm going to try going freelance. And I started my own business, if that's what you want to call it. I mean, it's kind of like I walked out the door and I said, well, I have two choices. I'm unemployed or I'm self-employed. And I decided that at that moment I was self-employed. And went through a lot of struggle figuring out what it took to actually make money on my own. I got some freelance writing gigs at some different companies. I dabbled with some, doing some part-time work here and there. I was actually a proofreader at one point for a crime news website. How depressing do you think that was that I would actually go home at night? I mean, I would have nightmares. These stories about people being decapitated or like murdering their spouse. And I mean, I was proofreading this stuff, and I would be yelling over the wall, like, excuse me, how do you spell, like, dismemberment? And not a good job, not a very positive job. So as I tried all these different things, I got more and more frustrated with getting clients, because I thought, this is crazy. I want to have clients and feel like I have a real business. And I started an email newsletter because, first of all, I had a hand-me-down computer from my brother. I had a dial-up internet connection. Remember that? Remember the that sound? And knew how to send emails. And it was a free, I was already sending emails and it was free. So what I started doing was when I'd meet people and networking or at some of these part-time gigs, I would say, hey, I've got these tips that I send out via email on writing to promote your business, because that's what I was good at and that's what I learned at the ad agency was some good writing skills. And I started this list with 10 people, and it included my parents and my cat, and then would just add people on one by one and started this little email newsletter. Well, word started spreading around. The list started growing. I started getting clients from this little thing. And I thought, well, I want to do this better. I want to learn how to do this. I really like being home and working from home in my little crappy studio apartment in New York, and learned more about online marketing. And then I learned more about information marketing, that I could actually write books and write courses and sell them on websites from my computer. I mean, this just blew my mind. We take this all for granted now, but imagine the thrill I had when I realized I didn't have to go have something printed and sell it and ship it, and I just would create these ebooks that people would download, and I started making some money. And what I started doing is when I would learn something, I would go through the process of mastering it, and then I would turn around and share it. Because I had this list, this email newsletter list, I would do something and create a book or product around it and then offer it to them and say, I just created this course or this ebook or this audio program on how to X. You know, sometimes it was growing your business with email newsletters. My first product was called Boost Business with Your Own eZine. Sometimes it was internet marketing. You know, my biggest selling product now is the Online Success Blueprint, which is still at my site, alliebrown.com. And that's the event that you may probably have heard a lot about over the last few years. And my last one was last year. The reason it was my last one is I saw the desperate need for an event that addressed the whole person, the whole entrepreneur. I can teach all the marketing strategies in the world. And some of you are just going to stay stuck where you are. And it's not so much anymore about exactly what you're doing, but how you're doing it and you know, why you're doing it, where you're coming from when you're doing it. What is your purpose? What is your passion? What are you locked into? What is your big why? And then looking at how you do business right now, and it has to be in a completely different way than you did even a few years ago, maybe even a year ago. We're going to talk about that in a minute, too. So from, you know, my humble beginnings, you know, years ago in New York City, fast forward to today, and this is still less than 10 years later, I'm talking to you right now from my multi-million dollar home. I live at the beach in California. I have a beautiful life. I have a multi-million dollar company. We were nominated for the Inc. 500. We're still waiting to hear for sure. I get to take care of my mom. I get to spend time with my friends and family. I get the most joy, however, of teaching what I know and teaching what I've learned. And when I have a revelation, when I have a realization, I study it, I master it, and then I turn around and teach it. And that is the beginning of what I'm doing tonight, is a big part of this next era for me, moving into treating and the teaching and talking to the true whole entrepreneur. And, you know, especially to many of you women on the line, because I know that you can relate to a lot of what I've been through. And if you want to learn more about my story, there's all kinds of stuff. You can go to alliebrown.com, read my bio, read about, you know, all this and that, and the stuff I've done and created. This year I launched Allie Magazine. Our tagline is your biz, your life, your style. It is for women, and men love it too, but it's especially for women on how to grow a business, have a great life, look great, feel great, you know, have great relationships. It's for that complete woman, that complete entrepreneur. We have a boutique now online with fun stuff for women and men who work at home. I have the Millionaire Protégé Club, which I launched last year, which I have designed to be like the most powerful program in the world to coach people into businesses that are steadily profitable. And you can learn about all that stuff at elliebrown.com. So no need to go any further into my story. But what triggered Shine for me is that over the past, I'd say about 2 years, there has been a big shift that I've witnessed in the business world, in the marketing world, of the same way of doing things just suddenly wasn't working anymore. And at first I just thought it was a marketing thing or that people were getting tired of a certain type of marketing. But actually, I realized when I was planning this call and designing Shine, the event, and connecting all these dots of some things that I've been reading and studying, this is not a coincidence. This is part of a huge movement into a much better place. Even though in the news it's always the doom and gloom and all this stuff going on right now, we are in the midst of this big shakedown that has helped us realize what is true. And in Shine, I'm going to be sharing with you how to tap into that for yourself and your business. This is why it's so transformational. It is the first and only seminar of its kind that is combining the power of self-discovery and purpose with concrete business building strategies. And again, if you want to take a look at the brand new website, it's shineevent.com. So let's go into some of the content here. And again, first I'm going to cover these five critical trends and events that I've become aware of that I want to share with you, because you need to be aware of all these things that are not coincidental that are happening at the same time. For the sake of your business and for the sake of your life, this is very interesting, and I guarantee you're going to really find this interesting. After I go through these five factors, I'm going to move into talking about the event. I'm going to actually walk you through the whole agenda, how the 3 days will work, what happens when you're there, who's going to be there, what are you going to learn, where is this? It's just so much to cover tonight, so please, again, get comfortable, stay with me. We're probably going to go at least till a quarter after the hour, probably a full 90 minutes, okay? That's why I always give you the website early for those of you who do need to get the kids to bed or you just popped on to get the scoop early. That's where you want to go, is shineevent.com. Now, but what I'm about to talk about, you want to be on the line. This is very, very important. So let's look at these events and trends right now that you need to be aware of. And I want to warn you, I'm going to go some places you may not think I'm going to go. And I'm not going to go too woo-woo. So for those of you who aren't woo-woo, don't worry. But I'm going to go close. All right, we're going to talk about some business things, some personal things, some spiritual things, some trends and studies that are proving some similarities in many different areas of the world and what's happening and why we're going in this new direction. So trend number one of these five is what I call the revenge of the right brain. There is now documented proof that right brain skills are now the most needed, most valued skills and will rule the future. Just finished a fabulous book that I loved so much that I just bought a copy for every member of my Platinum and Diamond tiers of the Millionaire Protégé Club. It's called A Whole New Mind, Why Right-Brainers Will Rule the Future, A Whole New Mind by Daniel Pink. And I also caught an interview that Oprah did with him. And I think it may have been back in the last year, even in the spring. And that's what caught my eye. And then I got the book and just absorbed it. You know when you get a book, and some books you open and you kind of get into it. But this one, I mean, I could not put it down. I shut off the phone. I curled up near the pool. I was on away for a weekend and just devoured the whole thing. So Daniel Pink talks about that over the last century, basically, we have gone from the remnants of the industrial age into the information age, and now we are actually through it, and we are in what he calls, and many are calling, the conceptual age. And he presents a very convincing argument that our country, especially, is entering a new era, and in this era, the conceptual age, is during which right brain skills, such as design, storytelling, emotional connection, will become far more crucial than traditionally left brain skills, such as accounting, computer programming, basic science, all those things. And one of the factors, and you have to get into the book to get into the whole thing, there's actually a lot of reasons why, but for example, you know, accounting, computer programming, all that stuff's starting to be outsourced overseas because they do it better and they do it cheaper. And transformative abilities such as empathy, creativity, connection, these are crucial in this new era that he says is animated by a different form of thinking and a new approach to life. So your left brain is logical, linear, by the numbers, systems, it's rational. Right side, creative, artistic, empathetic. And in many professions, what used to matter most were the abilities associated with the left side of the brain. So linear, sequential, spreadsheets, you know, kind of the nerd stuff. And those still matter. I mean, and those are great. That's what helped to get the information age going. We couldn't have done it without those people. But what's being more valued now are the characteristics of the right brain, artistry, empathy, inventiveness, big picture thinking. And it's actually a really great thing because it's bringing more of the human back into business. And again, if you want to learn more about this, I highly suggest you get the book. It's great. And those of you who are in my platinum tier and diamond tiers, you should have gotten your copies, I think, this week or at least next week. But this is a big deal because in this country, at least, look, the smart people have always been the logical, linear people, right? And the right brain people, and I'm one of them, and we're seen as flighty, spacey, we're like the artsy-fartsy people. And this is great news for the woo-woos. For all of you right now, the artsy people, this is great news. Now, of course, we've got to work on you making money, and I'll get there. But this is really good to know. So, you know, my generation's parents, you know, they told us become an accountant, a lawyer, an engineer. You know, that'll give you a solid foothold in the working world. But now these jobs are all disappearing, and they're being outsourced more. So you need to do work that's hard to outsource, hard to automate, that's unusual and unique and has to do with you. And this is great because the right brain's finally being taken seriously. In fact, I discern even the Dalai Lama is now doing joint projects with neuroscientists because they want to understand meditation and transcendence and how this relates to universal consciousness. And I just love this stuff. It's fascinating, okay? So that's trend number one. Now stay with me. You're going to see where this is going. So trend number one was revenge of the right brain. Trend number two is renewed interest in meaning, spirituality, purpose, transcendence, whatever you'd like to call it. Daniel Pink in his book talks about something called the prosperity paradox, and he shares that, okay, we have all this abundance around us. Okay, I know you wouldn't feel it if you're watching the news. That's why I don't watch the news. But come on, you go to, you know, a few generations ago, they had a few choices, of, you know, between maybe five different cars to buy. You go to one store that's nearby. You know, I remember you grew up and you had Sears. I mean, that's pretty much all we had was like Sears. And you go to Sears and that's where you shop. We have a plethora of choices. You go to Target and there's like 18 types of toilet brushes. And I mean, there's so much stuff. But all this abundance has liberated us, but it has not fulfilled us. So people are using now their extra time and money and energy to lift that level of satisfaction. We want to understand what being a human means because now we're not just surviving, right? In the book, Pink talks about, we're not just running from the tigers anymore. We didn't have time to think about, you know, being spiritual or why are we here? And now we do because we have all this stuff. We have enough to eat in this country. You know, we have enough to do and buy. So why are we here? And we're asking, why am I connected to everything else? And so you see, and you have seen in the last few decades, and especially just the last few years, a huge surge in interest in spirituality, people studying universal law, meditation practices have documented, I mean, they just doubled, people who actually admit that they regularly meditate. people are flocking to positive ministries or religions that are not fear-based. They are more possibility-based. Here in Los Angeles, for example, there's a huge, huge organization called Agape, and many of my members go, and Reverend Michael Beckwith runs that and just has a huge following. People are really into that self-discovery, introspection. A lot of people call this transcendence. There's also a great interest in environmentalism, you know, in realizing that we are all connected and we are connected with the earth and nature, and also interest in what's happening around the globe, how we can help people around the world, whether it's in Africa or other places. There's just this reconnection with humanity that the numbers can't deny. And also, those of you on this call, I know I naturally attract people who are very conscious and are spirit-based. No matter what faith you may be, I seem to attract these people. So I don't need to convince you of this. That's trend number two. All right? Trend number three is that this has to do with women. You know, guys, hang in there for a minute, okay? Because we're going to see you at Shine, too. And the men, we need you. We can't do this alone. But ladies, I have some really interesting facts for you and some great news for you when it comes to success. Now, let's talk about the ladies for a minute. When we entered the workforce in the 20th century, it was a business world founded back in the Industrial Revolution, right? And that business world was created by men. During the Industrial Age, employment and jobs became the new predominant way to make a living. So, you know, no longer were you home knitting or sewing, or no longer was your husband part of a small group or small business. Like, these big companies popped up, and now your work time and your leisure and family time were separated. This is how business was founded, and because it was founded by men, this is the world we adapted to. And that really isn't natural for women when you think about it. But, of course, we adapted to these established protocols and attitudes. We wanted to do our jobs. We were excited for the chance to have a job. I mean, after thousands of years of not having the power to earn a living, we were delighted to be shoehorned into this strange environment for some purpose and a paycheck. And, you know, as unnatural as it was, we fit in. And we actually made a huge difference in the business world. And in the last two decades especially, it is now being documented how much women have changed business and are helping businesses. Let me share a few quotes with you here. Time magazine from May 14th of this year shared, "Women will rule business. The new work order will be run by a generation with new values, and women will be increasingly at the controls." New York Times, in February 6th, "Women are poised to surpass men on the nation's payroll, taking majority for the first time in American history." You know, it may have already happened, that we are surpassing men on the nation's payrolls. Now, we're not getting paid more yet at these companies, you know, those of the women who are employees, but there are more men now in the workforce. The Economist says, "Forget China, India, and the Internet. Economic growth is driven by women." And companies who promote more women are excelling. Pepperdine University did a massive 19-year survey of 215 Fortune 500 companies. These are Fortune 500 companies, and recently released their results. They found, by every measure of profitability, equity, revenue, assets, those companies with best records for promoting women beat all the industry averages. Okay, so it's documented that we're making a difference. It's good for us to be working. You know, companies should be hiring women in droves and all this stuff. But women don't want to work at companies anymore. They want to become entrepreneurs. Why? Because the opportunity for women to move up that corporate ladder is still slim. Also, they don't want to do it. They don't want to sacrifice their family time. They don't want to sacrifice their life or their lifestyle to be that company partner or work their way up to being CEO. And for those women who take a few years off to raise your kids, which I really, really respect, because my mom stayed home with me when I was young, and I know that had a huge influence on nurturing my talents and my gifts, When you do that, though, and take a few years off, when you want to go back into the workforce, you know there is a lack of high-paying opportunities. So there's a lot of stuff that's still not jiving there, and that women are just fleeing, okay? But women are starting more businesses than ever now. Entrepreneurship is hugely attractive to women for its flexibility, for its freedom. You can work at home. I mean, it's just a natural. It's now possible more than ever to work in a balanced, free lifestyle that allows you to be fulfilled and make a great income while making a difference. And the numbers prove this too. In the United States, between 1997 and 2007, privately held businesses owned by women grew at 3 times the rate of all privately held firms in the U.S. Okay? Every day, 420 women go out and start a business in this country. Isn't that cool? Twice the rate that men do. So we're starting businesses faster, and our companies are actually growing at 3 times the rate of all privately held firms. I want to make sure you got that. That was not just starting a business. In those 10 years, privately held businesses owned by women grew at 3 times the rate of all privately held firms in the United States. And women now own 46% of all private businesses in the U.S. So we're starting businesses. We're liking it. We're liking this. But I'm telling you, here's what we forgot. We forgot to work differently. We started our business working like men. We're marketing like men. And even with all these freedoms, there's a lot of stuff still not jiving here, and we're being too linear. Okay? The good news is all this right brain stuff I was just talking about, and that was in that great book. Okay, the emotional connection, the relation to others, the creativity, the design, the play, story, meaning, these are all naturally and traditionally feminine qualities, right? Now, again, guys, stay with me, okay? I'm not saying that all women are feminine and all guys are only masculine and, you know, you don't have these qualities and just right, cut me some slack, but let's listen here because we all have both of these hemispheres in our brain, okay? We're talking about bringing them together. There's a book I just read also called Womenomics by Claire Shipman and Caddy Kay. And they interviewed a neurologist named Dr. Fernando Miranda. And the neurologist was quoted, "There is no doubt about it. Women really are able to use both sides of their brain more easily than men do." Okay? Our left and right sides, the analytical side and then the emotional side, they're more connected. And you probably feel this when you're working, right? You get into that male mode when you're, like, you know, my team's getting that website today, and I tell you, we were all in masculine mode. It was not pretty. We were not pretty, except for one guy, you know, Dave, our web developer, thank goodness. And thank goodness he's a man. I think it's really good, actually, kind of evens us out here. But we were focused, and we were just, you know, barreling down and getting a little snippy and all that stuff. And, you know, you need that. You need to get stuff done. But what creates the ideas is that right brain. The high concept, the high touch. And hello, Dan Pink, I don't think he mentioned that in the book at all, that these are traditionally feminine qualities. So the great news is this will not be hard for the ladies. All we need to do is actually undo some of what we've learned previously about business, about marketing. And that goes for everybody. That goes for the men. That goes for the women. That goes for everyone. This is about doing things in a new way. And that is what Shine is about. It's an event. It's a revolution. It's an evolution. This is truly the next level. And you can hear in my voice, this is almost very emotional for me because this is what I'm here to do. This is what I'm here to lead. And it starts with Shine. So let me tell you just again a little bit about the event, and then I will go into the next two factors in this whole, you know, this whole scheme, I think, that the universe has cooked up for us. It's fascinating. Shine, Discover Your True Wealth is my event happening in November 5th, 6th, and 7th in Las Vegas. 3 days, 1,000 entrepreneurs, and a phenomenal experience. This is the first and only seminar of its kind that will combine the power of self-discovery and purpose with concrete business-building strategies. Now, when some of you hear the self-discovery stuff, you're like, are we going to have to like meditate? Are we going to have to touch each other? No, it's not that kind of seminar. This is truly, it's a truly a seminar for entrepreneurs. It's about your business, but this is about your life. We forget that, you know, there is no dividing line anymore. You know, I was talking about the Industrial Revolution, and that's when we started to separate work and life. You're an entrepreneur now. There is no dividing line. This is about you as a whole, and that is what Shine is about. The early bird payment plan is available, and early bird pay in full, we generously reward you. This is as low as $997 for 3 days. Why am I doing an event this low? I've never offered a three-day event for this little money because I want you there. I want as many people in that room as possible because we are going to shift ourselves and we are going to change the world. And go to shineevent.com to learn more, to get your ticket. And I will, again, I will go through the whole agenda. If you stay with me through the end of this call, I'm going to walk you through everything we'll cover, what you'll actually leave with, which includes a business plan. You hear me? I mean, this is not like, you know, we're not going to just like kind of look at what you want in your life and things like that. That's part of it. But this truly is an event where you're going to walk out the door with the plan for this new time in your life and in your business. And those of you who've been to my past events, you know I love you leave with something. You learn a lot, you experience a lot, but you leave with that plan in your hand. And wait till you hear about what we've got for you. This is great. So let's do a quick review. Those first three events or trends happening right now. Trend number one is that those right brain aptitudes are now being valued most. And those are the ones that come up with the ideas, with those million-dollar ideas. Trend number two is renewed interest in meaning, spirituality, purpose, transcendence, whatever you would like to call it. That is trend number two. Trend number three is the rise of women in business and how this is more than ever now becoming our time to step up and play as well. And actually, it's not hard because we're going to do it in our own way, in a way that is natural to us and very intuitive to us. Number four, number four is actually an event. It is the World Economic Shakedown. I don't need to talk about this. Too many people are still talking about it. We need to get over it, all right? But in a nutshell, let's look at what happened. Lots of people made bad decisions, okay? And I'm not just talking about the bankers. A lot of us did, too. A lot of us made bad decisions. They made decisions without considering consequences. For many people, there was a lack of integrity. There was a lack of empathy for who their decisions would affect. I'm not going to go any further with that, but you get the idea, all right? At the World Economic Forum in Davos earlier, I think it was this year, I was reading the buzz was that actually if some of the top investment banks had included some girl power in their decision-making, we may have averted the big shakedown. Imagine that. I think that's just fun that they were even talking about that. It just makes you think, balancing out some of that right brain with the left brain. So number four is the whole World Economic Shakedown. Now, what came with this, and I want you to include it, is what I'm calling the big marketing shakedown. The big marketing shakedown. Now, when I started my business, you know, not so much my years back in New York, but when I moved out here to California, and I was married at the time. I was married for about 3 years to a great guy, but just the wrong guy. You know, we wanted different things out of life, but I was with him when I got hooked on seminars. It was like hooked on phonics, but I was hooked on seminars. I went to my first marketing seminar, and I was converted. I drank the Kool-Aid. I signed up for everything. Try coming home and explaining to your husband that you signed up for, like, you know, a $5,000 this or a $10,000 that, and then I started hiding info products when they would be mailed, you know, like under my desk. He's like, what's that? I'm like, nothing. I'm shuffling it into the closet. Another home study course. But, you know, you get in that zone and you love learning. I loved it, and I loved marketing. I loved the psychology behind it, and I loved learning how people think and what they would want to know before making a decision and things I could bring to light that would make them respond, right? But I noticed a lot of people we're also using some tactics that I would call manipulative. And, you know, I was borderline there. I was learning from all these guys, right? And this whole whack 'em on the head, in your face, hard sell style worked for a while. And then it didn't work so well. And then it just didn't feel right. And I know that a lot of you have gone through this same transformation. And I'm not saying there aren't some people doing it with success, but for their market, you know, maybe that hard sell is perfect for them. But for most of us, it's really not. And you are witnessing now a huge backlash to those who refuse to stop marketing this way and who will not evolve and speak to their clients and customers with dignity and coming from a good place, not coming from fear or lack. I mean, there's even people having events around this theory that, oh, you should not be in fear and lack and stuff and moving into this, and they're still marketing with fear and lack. I'm like, what's the incongruency here, people? Now, what you need to know, though, is marketing principles will never change. You will still need to make your case. You will need to bring to light the best qualities of your product or service, your unique selling proposition. You need to make a call to action and ask people to make that decision, ask for the sale. There needs to be a reason that they act right away and not later, because people put off decisions, you know, whatever they can these days. They're too overwhelmed. But your marketing can be less brash, less in your face, more in tune with selling to, I don't want to say the feminine side, but just that the person, the thinking person, okay? You have to sell to both sides of the brain. And this is something that I've always taught, but I'm going to be focusing on a lot at Shine, is marketing to both sides of the brain. Someone is going to buy because they have that emotional connection with you, because they feel good or safe or successful about investing in your product or service. They know it's going to help them, so it makes them feel good. But the left side of the brain needs to rationalize the purpose, right? So tonight on this call, for example, my sharing these stories may connect with you. It may strike an emotion. You may get excited about coming to the event, and you're gonna want to come, and it's more about that happiness and that excitement and that possibility. But you logically have to justify coming, right? I mean, you have to justify buying your seats and getting on a plane, and some of you have to fly around the world. And that has the left brain thinking, right? So it's looking at both sides of the brain, okay? So this is what we need to look at. But many of us learned this Wild West marketing model from the cowboys, right? And it's time to shift. And you have seen my brand go through a dramatic transformation. And you'll notice I'm still bold. I still have fun being a woman. I mean, look at the Shine website, shineevent.com. I'm in a cocktail dress. I mean, we're having fun with this. But it's coming from a different place. It's confidence with class. I don't need to yell at you in my copy. I don't need to threaten you that if you don't come to this event, you know, you'll fail and your business will flop, or you know what I mean? It's just me sharing the facts and sharing my experiences with you and you making the decision for yourself. And in fact, one of the things that I'm going to be doing at Shine is you're going to see my entire brand, how it got made over using this model. And you're going to learn how to do it for yourself, and you are going to do a lot of these exercises for yourself as well. Many of you know that I've been working with a very powerful mentor in my life over the last year, and her name is Anne McKevitt, and she runs $1 billion worth of companies. And I have learned so much from her about branding and positioning. She is going to be at this event, and she is going to be speaking on branding, and we're going to be looking at brands together and walking them through this process that you can use for yourself. Okay? So that is event number 4, is this economic shakedown, but I see it as coming into it trickles down to everything. It's the marketing shakedown. And it's your business shakedown. We're not going to do business the same way, period. This is all shifting. Event number 5. Oh, here's where we're going to get a little woo, okay? A little woo for you, for some of you. But I'm sure you've heard about this, okay? And this is just wild, and I love this stuff. And I wish, you know, many of you know my dad passed last May of 2008. And he would have loved what I'm about to talk about because he was very into history, and especially ancient history, and universal energy and all this stuff. And no doubt you've heard about something about 2012, right? Either you've heard it's the end of the world or there's this big shift happening. I mean, you've heard something about it, but you may not understand. Well, the mystique around it is that the ancient Mayans, who were brilliant in, figuring out science and all the astronomy, the stars and the moon and the sun, how this all works, beyond belief. This is where their calendar actually ended. Imagine that they mapped out everything that's going to happen through 2012. Everything's going to happen in the sky, and they even predicted these ages that we would go through. And if you want to read more on this, please go do. I'm by no means an expert, but this is just fascinating. I have to share this. So what happens actually in space around 2012 is that a rare astronomical event occurs. And I'm probably going to butcher this, but let me explain how I understand it. The sun conjuncts with the intersection of the Milky Way and the plane of the ecliptic. And basically, this ain't happened for like 25,000 years. And in astrological terms, you've probably heard that we're moving from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius. I always think of that horrible song from Hair, right? I was going to sing it for you, but I think I won't. The age of Aquarius. Basically, we are going to be vibrating in a brand new energy. And so this shift that you felt, that these things that are happening, do you get how this is all coming together? And at the end of the calendar, according to the Mayans, it's not the end, first of all. It starts over, but kind of on the other side. According to the Mayans, they predicted humankind would finally come to gain direct divine understanding and consciousness. And this wouldn't happen like the moment, we switch over, just like the industrial age didn't happen in a moment. They invented the steam engine and then slowly factories formed and powered things were, happening and all that. It's going to happen over time, but you can start to feel us, you're feeling us get there. And this is about how we perceive change. And if we perceive change with fear, we're going to resist it. So you have to embrace this. Embrace this as a part of not only the business world and the world in general, but the divine world, that this is part of the divine plan, this evolution. And we are moving from a level of collective consciousness where others were viewed as competitors, that we saw ourselves as surviving. We were scrambling to get our piece of the pie and get our share of a limited amount of resources. We're ending perceiving ourselves as working and struggling and fighting and seeing everything in dualistic terms like right and wrong, good and evil, judging and comparing. And we're moving into a different age, actually, where we're going to be working together, where we understand that we're all connected, that we understand we're connected to the earth and all this. This is all working together. And we're going to go into more in this at Shine. And if you're fascinated with this stuff, I suggest you just start researching it. And, I have some good books to recommend as well, but I don't want to get off track here. Just do you see the significance in the simultaneous happening of all these trends? Because some people say this age is bringing back the divine feminine. So the right brain thing, the women coming back in the workforce, us being more valued, this whole shakedown that happened, people tapping into more meaning and purpose and spirituality in their life, okay? Let's use this. Let's learn this. Let's use this now for ourselves and our businesses. And this is what Shine is about. This is the evolution to evolve, to adapt, to grow, and to prosper. This is about Shine. So let me tell you about Shine. Let's go into what this exactly is. And again, you can go to the website at shineevent.com. And the event is called Shine Discover Your True Wealth. November 5th, 6th, and 7th, Las Vegas, Nevada. And I truly believe this is an invitation that can change your destiny. Now, many of you know I had many successful workshops before. The Online Success Blueprint Workshop continually sold out. blew people's minds, gave them the tools and the system to dramatically increase their incomes. And if you want to see that video and look at all those testimonials, you can go to Online Success Blueprint. We moved all the sites around. Go to AllieBrown.com and click on products, and you'll find it there. Okay? Sorry, we moved everything around. But you can go there and watch a whole video of all these people and even written testimonials of people who've made all this money and from implementing these methods. Okay, so I'm really good at doing something, figuring it out, turning it around, making it into a system and teaching it. And that's what I'm doing at Shine. I have a really powerful gift I've come to realize that I have nurtured to take complex theories or complex practices and boil them down to extremely simplified plans that I can teach and that benefit people and help them, that people are standing up and almost screaming in the room like, thank God, thank you for making this understandable and implementable. You'll be implementing many of these strategies before you leave the event. So let me tell you about this. Business is changing. The world is shifting. These previous income models are failing and fading. And those of you who continue to operate as you have previously, you're probably finding that these same strategies are not working anymore. And the good news is this has helped us find what's true. You know, I was talking about this big shakedown. Well, it's like a sifter. Remember, you know, when you go to the beach and you're playing with the sand when you're little, your kids are, you do a sifter. And I look at it as we're kind of sifting out all the bullshit, that we're getting down to really the true meaning of us being here. And Shine's going to look at your business, your life, and your legacy. This event will establish a new standard for events in this industry. And I can't even compare it to any other event you've ever been to or will be at. We have been working behind the scenes already with our new event planner. He's unbelievable. This will be not only a seminar that will deliver incredible information to you that will change your life and change your business and that you walk out the door with an implementable plan, but it's going to just rock your world. It's going to just stir your soul. I mean, the things that we're going to the experiences we're going to give you while you're there. It's just going to be such a complete transformation and just a pleasure to actually dig in and figure out what you want, and then we lay out the business plan to get it. I just grossly simplified it there, but I want you to get where I'm going and how simple it can be, all right? Let's see. I've talked about this already. Let me skip over here. I want to keep an eye on the clock. So what's different than the Online Success Blueprint? A lot of you have been to that already. Well, this is designed to lead you on a more powerful journey. And it's designed for both, this is important to note, both experienced entrepreneurs and new business owners. So those of you who are considering starting a business or you're brand new or maybe you're just ready to hop off the corporate ladder, you've had it, this is for you. And it's going to give you a combination of insight, information, and formulas that can be found nowhere else. And many of you have seen, on our page for this call, I gave a few bullet points, and I'll read them again. Shine is not about working harder. It's about daring to work differently. Shine's not about marketing with hype. It's about authenticity, but with style. It's not about dreaming dreams, okay, but it's about taking that dream and pursuing it purposefully, so mapping out exactly how you're going to get it. And it's not about materialism for materialism's sake. I love beautiful things. I love having a beautiful home, and I love environments and beauty and how things look and feel and make me look and feel. But materialism for materialism's sake obviously has not fulfilled us. So let's look at wealth of self inside and out. That's why the tagline for Shine is discover your true wealth. Your true wealth is inside you. And then we create the wealth outside of us. This event will talk about also combining left brain logic and systems with right brain creativity and emotional connection. I'm going to actually show you how to use both in your business. And we're going to focus a good chunk of time on the right brain because this is where you come up with the million-dollar ideas. You need that left brain again. You know, we wouldn't get anything done without the left brain. Otherwise, ladies, we'd all be on an island somewhere braiding each other's hair and just being feminine all the time. we need both. I'm going to show you how to use both and go back and forth and use them both now to build your business. So, but we're not just talking theory here. I'm guaranteeing that at Shine, you're going to learn exceptional new business skills and strategies. And these are designed to move you forward and move your income forward, okay? You're actually going to go home with business models and a business plan. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Just want to give you that website one more time and talk to you about the tickets. ShineEvent.com is the website you want to go to. You can read the full agenda. You can see the outline of what the event's about, where we're going to have it. We're having it at the fabulous Venetian Palazzo Resort Hotel and Casino. It is one of my favorite. It is right on the Strip, which I love. And those of you who haven't been to Las Vegas before and you're a little leery of it, don't worry. I used to think Las Vegas was this oversexed, you know, just like party all the time city, and you surely can party all the time there if you want to. But I'll tell you, the world-class restaurants, shopping, and shows. I love going there and seeing shows, like all the Cirque du Soleil shows. I got to see when Celine Dion was there. I went to her and saw her twice. Cher's there now. I mean, it's a ton of fun. And it's so reminding us of the abundance that is there. And look at the plethora of choices for entertainment and shopping and eating. And just it just has the best to offer. And that's why I wanted to have this event there. And we're having it at the Venetian because it is a beautiful hotel. It is a 5-diamond AAA rated hotel, and I did stay there for several days in June, and I tested it out for you. And ladies, you'll be happy to know I gave the spa a good testing. I tested the pool. I rented a cabana. I really tested it out for you, and the service was stellar, and it's just the perfect place for our event. So you're going to love it, and you can see it and learn more again at shineevent.com. The tickets are very, very affordable for this event. You can reserve your seat for as little as $997 if you want to pay in full right now. After early bird, tickets will be up to $1,997 for a payment plan. Okay, we do have a payment plan now, but you can go there and read all the details. But just to let you know, I do have payment plans available because I know the credit crunch has affected many of us. You know, there may not be as much room on those cards anymore. So we do have a payment plan that you can take advantage of. But if you want to pay in full, I'm going to reward you very well for $997, okay? And again, I'm doing this because, first of all, I know there are a lot of people who are going to give me a chance who have never been to an event that I've had before. And I want to give you the benefit of a doubt and make this affordable for you all. Second of all, you should know that we also have a money-back guarantee that you can attend this entire event. And if you don't think that this event has already changed your life, let alone will change your income when you walk out the door, you are happy, you know, we'll be happy if you want to turn in all your materials by the end of that third day. You know, you can read the details on the website, and I will send you a check for your ticket price, okay? I'm doing everything I can to get you there. I want you there. You have to trust me. This will be an event that people will be talking about for years. This is going to change the standard for entrepreneurs. It will change the standard for all events happening that are even similar to this. And here's some more about why this is different. You're actually going to leave this weekend with your own personal Shine business blueprints and Shine business plan in hand. Let me explain what those are. Now I've been talking about a lot about transformation. You're like, well, how does this relate to this? Most transformation, let me take a sip of water here because I'm starting to dry out a little bit. Most transformational seminars, they shake you up. They're great. They rock your world. They may make you cry. They change your thinking. You leave really jacked up, but then you're typically left out in a limb with your business. And in fact, I've seen many people go to some amazing transformational seminars, but then they're still out in the limb with their business when they leave. And then on the other hand, There are plenty of marketing workshops, business seminars out there, but many breeze over or don't cover at all the integration of your life, your purpose, your legacy as an entrepreneur, let alone teach you how to actually do business differently in this exciting new time. So I designed Shine to be truly distinct by being the first and only event that addresses this new way of doing business and the whole entrepreneur. We're going to look at your life, your business, your legacy. You're going to learn how to fix what's not working, and you're going to gain powerful new strategies to use that will work for you. But I don't just talk about it. You are actually going to receive distinct, what we're calling Shine Business Blueprints, for three separate income models that you can apply to your business. And you're going to generate your own personal Shine Business Plan that represents your new custom designed future. And then this is a plan that you can walk out and implement immediately to start increasing your income. Oftentimes, all it's going to take is for you to hear me say something a certain way, or you look at a model that you've heard about before, or maybe you haven't seen before, but then you look at how to apply it to your business. And I'm going to teach you even how to be creative, how to turn on that right side of your brain and flip things over and see things completely differently. That's the transformation part that's going to happen here. And there's something I need you to know. This is very important. This is a true training event. And I realized that I had not mentioned this before in anything we've been saying about the event. People have actually been calling my staff and asking, is Allie going to be on stage? Because they may have not been to my previous events and don't know that almost every session will be led by me personally. Generally, like once a day, I like to have a guest up for a little while because I need to rest. And if you've ever led an event, you know how much energy it takes. It's not apparent to most of the audience, but it drains you. So you and may have probably one speaker a day up there. But this is my first one. This is like birthing that baby. I'm going to be up there with you the entire 3 days for almost every session. And some nights we're going to go late. These are long, intense, but very rewarding days. And when you see everything you're going to get out of this event, you will understand why, okay? So this is not a multi-speaker circus. And don't get me wrong, I like going to those events with all the, you know, different speaker an hour and all that stuff. But it gets so old after a while, and I love events where you just get immersed and the content begins on day one and builds up and up and up and up. And by day three, it's all come together. You get it. You're leaving with something you've accomplished. And you've gotten solid business strategies from start to finish through day one, through day two, through day three. That is Shine, Discover Your True Wealth. ShineEvent.com. I'm going to walk through the agenda right now. If you'd like to join me, you can go to ShineEvent.com and click on, I'm there now, click on the About page. And yay, my team got it up. Okay. Oh, it's been that kind of day. So on the left column on that About page at ShineEvent.com, I'm going to walk you through the 3 days here. Okay, so you look under that beautiful picture of the Venetian in Las Vegas, where we're going to be. Day one, the theme is discovery. And during day one of Shine, you're going to first unearth yourself from the daily details of your work. We're going to get you out of that day-to-day thinking, because that is what kills you. That's what sucks you into working in your business and not looking at it from an outside point of view. We're going to get you back on top of it. So you're going to look at the big picture, your business, your life, and your legacy. You're going to learn the most important qualities that entrepreneurs need in order to shine and to thrive more than ever. We're going to identify your life milestones and use them to determine what personally drives you, and only you. Not everybody has the same drivers and who has the same values in their life. That big why. Yours is different than everyone else's. But I'm going to show you how to use that to automatically fuel your success every day. And once you learn how to do this, you are bouncing out of bed, and work feels like play. You are so fulfilled and so happy. And ironically, this is when the money really starts flowing, when you are in this zone. We're going to pinpoint any fears and or self-created limitations you may have not saying you have them, but most people do, around money and success. I have them. Everyone has them. I'm going to say everyone has them. If you don't think you have them, you just haven't found it yet. Because it's not something that you get over. It's usually something that you manage. We're going to talk about that. And we need to go there because there are some things that are probably limiting you and you don't even really know it. But isn't that always nice to know that it's not your fault? And you had to break three of them to move forward through them with ease, okay? We're going to design a detailed map of the exact life that you and only you truly desire and use this as the base of your business foundation. We want to design the business around the life that you want, not vice versa. And ladies, this is what we've been doing to ourselves. We start a business the old way, and then we try to fit our life into it. Well, we're going to talk about this, and you're also going to hear several examples from my Diamond and Platinum members of the Millionaire Protégé Club, how they've built businesses that suit who they are and their lifestyles. I'm jumping ahead, but it's very exciting. You're going to complete a basic business audit that will give you a clear snapshot of your current situation for work and income. And we're going to help you determine whether you truly want to be a business owner or an entrepreneur. And you may be surprised, actually, which you want to be, but we'll do that at the event. Either way, you need to know so you can grow in the right direction. And if you're really stuck right now, it may be that you're aiming to be the wrong one. We're going to talk about thinking bigger, especially how it relates to your branding. And this is something brand new for me to talk about. And this is where my mentor, Anne's going to help us out too on stage. And we're going to talk about branding yourself not from where you are, which is what many of us do, but from where we want to be. Day one, by the way, we're going to have a party. I haven't released this yet. Those of you who reserve your seats now will have first dibs on upgrading to not only a VIP status, if you would like preferred seating and some extra goodies, but you're also going to have the opportunity to attend a rockin' party that first night, a networking party. But if you know me, we always have to have some dancing. And I have the last video, the video from last year's party, the Online Success Blueprint Workshop. It's hysterical. It's on Facebook if you haven't seen it. But, I mean, you women go nuts. It's just so fun to get dressed up and dance and just celebrate. And so that's optional, but that will be on the first night, and we're actually looking into renting out a nightclub. The last seminar I did, we turned a ballroom into a nightclub, but we're in Vegas, so we're going to have a nightclub to ourselves privately and have a very nice, classy party that we do some dancing and do some networking, and that'll be really fun. That's the end of day one. Day two is about redesign. Okay, so day one is discovery, discovering where you've been, what you want, who you are, why you want to do what you do. Okay, then we're going to move into the branding, thinking bigger, looking at yourself as a business owner, entrepreneur. Day two is redesign. We're going to look at your previous business strategies that are not working anymore and transform them into ones that work for you. There are some business bridges you want to build and you're going to need to build in this new time, and there are some you're going to want to burn. And I know when I say that, some of you tense up. Mom taught me not to burn bridges. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Burn the ships, baby. You have to. You have to cut yourself off from some of the things you've been doing, maybe some of the people you've been working with. I'm going to help you come to those decisions. But I've said it before that most of my success has come from letting go rather than taking on. You've seen me accomplish so much over the last 12 months because I have put blinders on. I have disconnected myself from anything and everything that did not fit my purpose, my passion, my path happening right now. And I ruffled some feathers. But I know who my true friends are, and I know who I'm supposed to be working with. And, you know, it's me and my purpose and my faith, and I am here. And I will teach you how to do the same. If you're ready for it, I hope you are. Discover right-brained creativity methods that will help you develop innovative solutions and ideas for your business. We're going to be doing some great exercises that are going to light up that right side of your brain. And on the spot, actually, I'm going to show you how to turn that into energy you can use on your business, how to flip your business around and look at it different ways and come up with those innovative ideas. And remember, it's the ideas that make the money. The left brain can figure out the systems and how to get it done and all that stuff, but it's the right brain that comes up with the aha. Look at the iPod, right? Okay, so the iPod is essentially nothing but a music player. And the left brain people had to figure out how to make it work. But that came later. The right brain, someone with an amazing right brain, creative brain at Apple, came up with the iPod. And when you look at their ads, and it's about art and celebration and creativity. That's what you should think about when you think right brain. I mean, Apple's a great brand that gets it. They totally get where they're going. I switched to a Mac and an iPhone last year, and as soon as I did, I actually chucked my other two PCs. I donated them and kept one just for, you know, for some things, but I had that kind of set aside. I don't even know where it is now. I'm so into this brand now, and the iPod and iPhone and Mac. It's just such a pleasure, and it so feels good to use. So that's if you need to think of a brand that represents where we're going with all this right-brained, you know, design, function, beauty, that is it. You're going to receive three distinct Shine Business Blueprints, and these are income models, three separate different income models, and we're going to look at how to apply each to your business. It's kind of like a template. You could lay over your business as it is and look at how you can fit into these different models and then choose the one that's right for you. Some of you may want to use more than one model if you have the team and the capability. But most of us, I need you to focus on one to start. You will learn the four different hats you need to wear as an entrepreneur. Now, there are many different roles in your team, but when you're starting off by yourself, there are four most important ones. And I need you to thoroughly understand how to perform each role as you get started. And then we'll talk about how you can delegate those and why. Some of them you won't want to. There are one or two that I still won't delegate, and there's good reason. I'm going to explain that all at the seminar. Then we generate your own personal Shine business plan. And this is a plan that you're going to fill out yourself based on all the exercises that we've done up to this point on day two. And this represents your new custom-designed future for your business, but also your life. And this is something that you're going to walk out with and you can immediately implement to start increasing your income. Later that evening, we're going to have a special opportunity with an open Q&A forum that you can ask me questions. And also, you can put in an application to be featured on stage in what we call the hot seat. If you've seen these before, they're really fun. We take about 20 minutes on each person, and we'll do a few people that evening. And first we'll need you to fill out an application, and we'll tell you how. It's, you know, for when you register, we'll give you the information well before the event. You can fill it out. And we're going to choose a few people with very different types of situations and businesses to come on stage. And myself and very likely one of my coaches in my programs will come up, and we will work with you and laser coach you on some of your challenges. Or if you just want a business makeover, we'll do it on the spot. And it's tough love, though, I'm warning you. It's not a love seat. It's hot. So we really we zero in on your problems and tell you what to change in your business. People love them. They love them. Day three. Okay, so day two is going to go a little late. By the way, do not make plans for any of these days while you're there. Do not try to fit in lunch with Aunt Myrtle, who lives in Henderson, okay? Or please don't. I'm begging you, because this is going to be nonstop. It's going to be intense. I want you to get your money's worth. Be focused. Be there. And plus, once you get in that room, you're not going to want to even connect with the outside world. These events that I have are such a magical place that when you start feeling the possibility and the energy and the positivity in that room, you will not want to leave. So just wanted to let you know. And then the evenings do go late. Day three is our realization day. And I don't mean realization as in discovery. I mean realization as in the realization of it, bringing it all together, the completion, that definition of realization. First in the morning, we're going to develop and sharpen your creativity skills. And this also will develop your consulting skills, because we're going to take the Shine Business Blueprints and apply them to other businesses besides your own. And this is going to be a really fun exercise that you're going to have to get creative again with the right brain, but also engage the left brain in looking how to apply these different blueprints to businesses you may not have any familiarity with. But I'm going to show you that you could actually learn how to do consulting in these areas. You're going to refine your final Shine Business Plan. Remember, this is your custom plan that you fill out. And you're going to go through a peer-to-peer process in the room that actually gives you valuable feedback from others in the room and facilitates the opportunity for joint ventures as well. Very important for you to network in person. And I'm going to give you some structure to do that, because I know some of you may be a little shy or you're not quite sure how to do it. I'm going to make sure there are opportunities for you to get to meet people in the room, and not just to meet more people, but to meet people who you could possibly joint venture with, help each other out, you know, with different resources. Very important that you make some time for this while you're there. That's another reason why I don't want you to book meals with family or friends while you're there. You want to really stay in this environment to get the most out of it, especially for the relationships that you'll build. I've had lifelong friendships formed at my events. We had one couple come last year who came to the event while they were on their honeymoon. I was so honored. They actually honeymooned at my workshop, and maybe we'll have some of those at Shine. Maybe we'll have some people meet at Shine who will get married. It's going to be a big event. You never know. Guys, I'm telling you, if you want to meet some, like, good-looking women who are really positive and happy and making money, I mean, you want to get here. Bring your friends. All right. Now, this is great. I didn't even mention this yet. Day three. Many of you know that I do have panels on stage, and I want to hear success stories from real people, right? We have people in my platinum programs, my diamond programs, Millionaire Protege Club, you know, with different types of businesses. But I have never done a panel of celebrity businesswomen and men. We are going to have a celebrity panel of entrepreneurs, and I cannot name names yet, but these are likely brands and people you know of and who I... hint, hint, may have been featured in my magazine over the last several months of the issues that we've had. We've had 6 issues since November. There may be some of them there, but I can't promise you right now. You will not want to miss this. That is all I can say. You're going to be blown away by who's there and the insight you will gain by my interviewing them. And we're probably going to have the chance for you to submit some questions for them as well. I can't promise that yet. We're still figuring out the schedule. Depends how much time they can give us. But I'm going to be asking them some deep stuff, like, how did you get through fear? How do you grow your business without going crazy? How do you make those quantum leaps when you had no money in the beginning? How do you do these things? How do you let people know that you're not crazy when you have an invention and you want to share? All these questions, I'll be addressing them, and that'll be a good 2 hours, probably that third day. We're going to really get to know these women and men and how their brains work, how they started their business, how they're growing their business, and also how they're using their platform today to take their business and take their celebrity and give back, because I truly believe that should be a part of what we're all doing. Some of you may be a little too focused on that to start, actually. We need to get you profitable before you can spend the majority of your time being philanthropic, okay? There's other ways to donate time and money, of course, in the beginning, but I really want to get you focused on getting your business profitable and growing quickly and then engineering it to get back. And I'll explain this all when we're there. I call this Shine Your Legacy. Whether you want to make a difference close to home or you want to make a difference around the world, we're going to map out how you can leverage your business that you're creating, whether it's your current business or a business that you're starting, how to make an impact and leave the world a better place when you're gone. So by the end of these 3 days, you will leave with new skills to help you increase your earning potential via your own business. And I'm going to say, even those of you who are still in a job, you're going to learn skills you can use to start making yourself more valuable, even in the workplace. You're going to have 3 clear business models that you can apply to your current ventures or use to create new ones. Those are your Shine Business Blueprints. You're going to have 1 simple business plan that you can understand and implement immediately. That's your Shine Business Plan. You're going to have a map of how you'd like to give back and help others, and that's Shine Your Legacy. You're going to meet hundreds of valuable new networking contacts for possible joint ventures, and you're going to have a newfound level of confidence and inspiration. I promise you that. And that really is the fuel that lights your fire. I mean, you can build the rocket, but if you don't get those boosters fired up and get that thing off the ground, it's not going to go anywhere. That's your passion. That's your soul. That's your spirit. That's your source connection. That is going to be so lit up when you leave. It's going to be on fire. There's going to be, like if you were looking at a heat sensory map of the United States, there's going to be this warm glow in the Venetian, not Las Vegas, and that's not just the lights there. It's going to be us. We're going to be on fire when you leave. If you are into networking and you are looking to connect with a large number of extraordinary entrepreneurs who are serious about doing business in a conscious way, then I consider you to come just for the networking opportunities. I mean, your registration fee could more than pay for itself many times over just from potential opportunities for networking, joint ventures, business deals, resources that you'll meet. True people who network well, they know that nothing compares to meeting new contacts in person. It is always worth the trip. And ask anyone who's been to one of my events, and you will hear them share that not only did they receive stellar business building information, but they also enjoyed the best business networking of their life. I mean, a true testament to this, if you go to my event page, actually, Shine, we have an event page on Facebook, and actually you can find it by my fan page. My fan page is facebook.com/AllieBrownFan. And if you go there, you're going to see a video that one of my former Platinum members made. Her name's Elizabeth Potts Weinstein, and she made a whole video why you should go to Shine. I mean, this isn't even me making the video. It's someone else making the video, and she goes on and on about the people who will be there and the amazing level of entrepreneurs that are attracted to my events, and I'm totally honored. So, Elizabeth, thank you again. I want everyone to go see that. That's what an impact this makes when people come to my events. It's pretty amazing. So whether you are an established business owner and you're listening right now and you're just, you know, kind of craving the next level, or you are stuck right now and you're struggling and you may be in tears listening to me tonight going, my gosh, this is exactly what I want. This is exactly the event I've been waiting for, because I've either gotten one or the other, but not all this, not all this. And with Allie Brown, then, I mean, or you have a business idea and you want to start it from your kitchen table, and you may be a home-based mom and this is what you're thinking, or maybe you're listening at your job right now and you're not supposed to be and you're thinking, I have to be at this thing. This is going to be the spark that lights the next path of my journey. I want to meet you. I want to help you. I want to help you shine. Please go to shineevent.com. Read all about it. Read the agenda. I mean, it's a little bit more than what I went into tonight, but not much. I really gave you a very thorough overview tonight of this event and how this is going to change the world. Please join me. Remember, very important, our early bird discount is only good for the next few days, all right? If you want to pay in full, you're generously rewarded. It's as low as $997. If you want to pay in payments, that's great too. It's $1,497, and I believe we afford four payments for you, so we make that nice and easy. The price, though, is going up after August 5th, which is coming up sooner than you think. That's just next week. And you want to jump on this now before you forget, because the sooner you get on it now, too, the sooner you're going to learn about the VIP opportunity to upgrade to the party and all the fun stuff. And those of you listening who are Platinum members, I want to remind you, you get an automatic free VIP upgrade at Shine, and also Diamond members as well. Please go to shineevent.com. Thank you tonight for joining me. I really hope this all made sense to you. I shared some things that I've never shared before. This event is a milestone in my journey. I want to make it a milestone in your life as well. Please come join me. Come help me lead this evolution. I will see you at Shine. Go to shineevent.com. This is Allie Brown signing off. Everyone have a great night.